I'm hoping that the new regulation will help people from getting black lung.
That's Gary Hairston of Beckley.
Because I'm telling you what, when you can't breathe and you can't do the things that you used to do, I'm telling you what, it's hard. And especially men, man, I tell you, we're so proud. And when we can't do something, we're watching everybody else do the stuff that we used to do. It's kind of heartbreaking. It kind of makes you kind of sad.
Hairston says he worked in several mines throughout West Virginia with companies like Maven Energy, New River, and Massey Energy. For 27 years, he worked underground and says he enjoyed his job. Still, he admits that he would take advantage of the loopholes in the dust sampling process after pressure from supervisors.
You know, I wish I'd let the samples come out the way they should have came out, instead of trying to keep it from happening.
The Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration is hoping to relieve that pressure supervisors can sometimes put on miners with new landmark regulations. The first phase requires operators to check every dust control system in the mine plan, immediately correct any issues, and record the findings. Assistant Secretary of Labor for MSHA said in an interview earlier this summer, this phase will help regulators get a clearer picture of the amount of dust miners are exposed to.
No more skipping through for those that may do that. They've got to check every one of those controls that's listed in that plan. And if there's any corrective action, they have to record it. And it has to be signed off by at least a mine foreman or someone of that equivalent certifying that that examination was done.
But that's not all. Phase 1 is broken into 12 parts, including updated certifications, decertification systems, expanding medical surveillance, and more. At the Upper Big Branch disaster in 2010, 29 miners died after an explosion ripped through a mine in Raleigh County. Reports found that sprayers meant to reduce dust levels and explosion hazards were clogged and not working properly. Currently, mines take samples from 5 shifts. Take the average, and as long as it's below the standard, no action was changed. Now, any samples above the standard limit requires immediate action to remedy the dust levels. Maine says the sampling device usually shut off after 8 hours, but miners often work longer shifts.
We think that's not a good way to really have a understanding of what dust levels are. Miners working the full shift, we need to be measuring that dust for the full shift.
Like Gary Hairston, Robert Bailey was also a miner who felt pressured to bend the rules and says if he could go back, he'd probably do things differently.
They want you to maybe not do what your normal everyday thing is that you do, just so that things would come out better on paper.
Bailey also has black lung after working 36 years underground.
I spent 30 years mostly in the face working. That's really too long for a miner to spend in the face area. They shouldn't be that exposed to dust for that long a period of time through a career. So that's what's helped put me where I'm at now.
A small puff sends oxygen into Bailey's nose to help keep him alive. You might remember him. He's in need of a lung transplant, and when he found out, Patriot Coal's insurance company, Underwriter Safety and Claims, informed Bailey the company was not approving the next medical appointment about his lungs until hours after we reached out to the insurance company. Bailey hopes the new regulations help provide a better future for young miners.
But the main thing is that they put it to practice. Without the practice, it would be to no benefit.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.